This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a wicked foggy out my window right now. Mm-hmm. I hear we're getting another nice day, but man, it is just moist out there.
Down there.
No, out there. Outside.
Armie it's Hammer moist. Did it for you, huh?
Sorry. Down there.
You like the cannibal talk?
I gotta say, I didn't find all of it offensive, but, you know, I'm a twisted chick. Let's get to the
I'm
news.
I'm a twisted chick.
Thinking we
the
should.
Radio Alice report.
I definitely, I think you're the expert on this show. There's no question during old-timey secret shows, there's things you'd say, and everybody else would look at each other and be like, whoa, what's this girl up to? And you're like, what? That's what you don't do that?
Isn't that what people do?
No. I wish. No,
well, you should try it.
Well, anyway, our text, or no, I'm not there. I'm at my my tag. This Alice report is brought to you by.
No.
Yeah. Thanks. This Alice report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows the pandemic supplies are in high demand within our schools, so the Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000. To Bay Area school districts. They can buy what they need now. New personal protective equipment and technology will keep people safe while learning continues thanks to Fremont Bank, everyone.
Bank.com.
All right. So, working from home has been a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the new normal.
Yuck.
And we'll see how long this continues for. I think it's going to continue for us through the year, don't you?
I believe that's what we've been told. And yeah. And look, I actually working from home works for me. I it doesn't work for everyone, and especially people who have kids crawling around at their feet. That's,
yeah, if I can get my kids back into school and daycare, it'll go a
and
lot
do it
better
from
for
there.
Me.
That would be so easy, right?
Yeah. It'll go a lot better for me. Anyway, a lot of people have said they're more productive working from home, not less. Even though, you know, many people do have some of the distractions, like your kids and like walking out of a room, and there they are.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Dad.
Will you play with me? What do you want to do with me?
Yeah, no, I want to throw you out a window. I'm busy. I don't have time right now. You need to leave me be. According to a new study, people who've been working from home full time since the pandemic started, most say they're more productive than they were before. The main reason, more family time keeps them motivated, no commute, fewer interruptions, and better work-life balance, which is a big deal. Many people lose sight of balance. Many, especially in the tech business. They'll do 16 hours. They'll take meetings during dinner. They'll be on a half a, you know, an earphones in at all times, basically. I'm just sitting in on a call. It's okay. They're not going to make me talk. Meanwhile, okay, you're here physically, but you're not here.
You're somewhere else.
Right. Yeah. So there's hopefully that balance is working out for people and they're getting enough done that they don't find themselves having to do this stuff at the after their work day is done.
Yeah. You know, I actually feel like, I mean, we talked about it yesterday, like Bryn and I, we both had work to do. So we jumped on a Zoom and then we had a good convo about, you know, things. It's just... I actually feel like that's more because it used to be you drive into work, you're at work. Well, for us, for me, and then you'd leave work. And then the last thing I wanted was my phone to ring with something from work. But now it's just I feel like in a way that's almost a detriment to it too. I feel like, yes, I'm probably more productive and I talk to Bryn, you know, we try to talk as much as we talked at work, but it's almost too much sometimes. Mm-hmm.
The study also found because they're working more efficiently, they're working fewer hours.
Oh, interesting.
So it's for a lot of people, it's working out. And I imagine a lot of tech people, it's working out because they can plug in and do their hours. You know, Christina can do 3 hours before the baby wakes up now.
Incredible. What time is that baby waking up?
Sometimes 9.
That is so awesome.
Well, she's growing. She's in right now we're dealing with a phase where it's clear she's growing. So when you get her down, she'll stay down.
Her body needs a sleep and is going to give it to her.
When she does nap, we usually have to go wake her up after 2 to 3 hours. Like, okay.
Because you don't want her to, she'll sleep and then she'll be up at 2 in the morning.
Right. So, but those breaks are also wonderful.
Right. And man, nobody sleeps like a kid. That's, you know, the whole sleeping like a baby thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, it's more like sleeping like a 2-year-old. Like they crash and it's like a bomb could go off.
You actually worry.
Yes. Like, you think they're in a coma? Like, are they coming out of this?
Christina, I'm not brave enough. You know, there's a lot of things I'll do, but walking in and checking on the baby while she's napping, I'm not doing that. That's crazy. What are you?
Right.
You're gonna wake her up.
Well, she'll
walk
in front of its face to see if it's.
She will touch her hand to her back or rib cage to feel the breathing, and then she can relax. Like,
yeah, she reassures herself.
Okay, I can go back to whatever.
Right.
Anyway, back to the whole working from home. Half of people say half of people made significant changes to their home last year, and it looks like even more plan to do more this year.
Oh, well, that's awful fun.
70% of people are planning to make a major change to their home this coming year. I can see
because they've had enough of it. They've been trapped here, and they need it to be the way they want. Or maybe they're adding a home office bin.
Mm. It's that. It's, you know, if you've been, look, we redid our kitchen just in time.
Mm.
And that is, if that was, and our kitchen at least worked. It was ugly, but it worked. But if you've got something you've been waiting to do and you've been busy and you've been out of the house and you're not home a lot and suddenly now you're home all the time, that thing no longer can be ignored, whatever it is.
Right.
So I can see that people are finally going, all right, we're redoing this or that wall's finally coming down or whatever
thing
it
is. Or it's just time to paint that ugly color over in the den.
Mm. Right. And that's actually easy stuff. I can do painting.
Right.
You know, that I actually can get behind. It's the other
you've
stuff.
You've actually done a lot of painting.
I have.
Even the wall behind you. Which is, I really love that color. I don't know if she's going to change that, but it's like a chalkboard green. Like, I really love that color.
In some pictures, in this picture, the one you and I are looking at now, you can really see the color.
Yes.
In others, it looks almost black.
Yeah, well, it's very dark. It's a very, very dark green, like a dark forest green.
Mm-hmm.
Like a German Black Forest chocolate.
Do you know the name Lizzie Borden?
I do.
Lizzie Borden
had an axe, gave her Mother 40 wax.
When she had done, she gave her father 41.
There you go. There it is.
What?
That's the whole poem. Yeah, she's a Massachusetts chick, isn't she?
Yes, that's why I asked. The house where Lizzie Borden axe murdered her parents back in 1892 in Fall River, Massachusetts.
Fall River.
It's going for $2 million.
Whoa. Well,
they say the house only has 3 bedrooms, but it is a tourist attraction, has a small museum.
Oh.
And a bed and breakfast business included.
Wow.
So there's a way to get some of your money back on your investment. But it seems
Fall River is it's a rough little town. I mean, I'm sure it's got nice parts. I used to work in Fall River.
I feel like I've heard you say that name.
Yeah. Well, that my very first radio station I ever worked at, well, had an air shift at, was an AM station there, WSAR. And I wound up doing middays. I played they used to run the Dr. Dean Adele show and the Rush Limbaugh show. I had to play those on pancake tape. You had to run it off and then play the tape back, and then I got to do a couple hours in the midday. And my very first thing, and oldies station, sort of. A lot of Beatles, old Elton John.
Dr. Dean disappeared, didn't he?
I don't know where Dr. Dean is. He was on here when we got here, right?
Well, but he was on KGO forever,
yeah,
right?
I haven't heard him in years now.
No, I think that he must have retired. If I haven't heard that he passed away, I don't.
No,
wanna...
I haven't either.
But yeah, Dr. Dean was a fixture.
I love Dr. Dean. I listen to him on my way home sometimes.
Yeah.
Wasn't he on like right when we left the station?
Yeah. That's why I knew
Dr. Dean Adele. Mm-hmm. Let's see what's going on with Dr. Dean.
There's a 51-year-old guy named Scott Massa in Tampa, Florida. Early on Sunday morning, he tried to set his house on fire. He broke a window and tried to throw a bucket of accelerant inside, except that it's his house, but I guess he was setting it up to look like someone got him. Mm. Anyway, it ignited and exploded, and he set himself on fire.
Oh, no!
They also say here that the fire didn't spread to the house as planned. It just...
Oh, God,
He just burned
unintended
himself down.
Consequences. He burned himself to the ground. Like, is he burnt up? Is he gone now?
He's in the hospital with serious burns.
Yeah.
So he's changed himself for good. Police found him there, and he's facing arson charges of his own home, and he's still hospitalized as we speak. There was no one inside, so the charges will most likely be arson, but not, you know, attempted murder or whatever else could come out of that.
Wow.
Burning your own house down.
That is...
How do you get there?
So, maybe insurance money or... like?
Yeah, but you have to have had a gambling... Something's got to be up.
Right. There's just do that.
Right.
Right. Even if you're behind in your mortgage payments, there's, you know, there are escape routes from that.
Right.
Dr. Dean Adele is 79 years old. He had the syndicated show from 1979 till 2010. He was gone in 2010, Vin. So he was here when you got back.
Huh?
But then he was done.
Good for him.
Yeah. So almost 80 years old, though. So he's getting up there. Good life.
So there's a guy, 32-year-old guy in Pennsylvania. He just lost an appeal where his lawyers wanted his jail sentence reduced.
Okay.
Here's what he did. Back in 2019, Carl Gamby got a job working the desk at a Econo Lodge in Harrisburg.
Okay,
we're in Pennsylvania now. And on his first day, he mainlined a bunch of drugs, got naked, and assaulted a female coworker.
That is a crazy first day.
He went into the bathroom, injected himself with fentanyl and bath salts.
Oh, my God.
Grabbed a woman he worked with and started kissing her neck. She wasn't down.
Oh, that's weird.
She told him to stop. Huh. And that's when he took his shirt off and started chasing her. She jumped in her car and called 911, and then he took his pants off
while she
drove away.
Oh, Jesus. Why do the bath salt people always end up naked?
I don't know. Why do they?
Why? What? That right there is enough to warn me off of that.
He was still naked when the cops arrived. They arrested him for drugs, indecent exposure, and assault. And he got 11 to 23 months in prison for it. His lawyer's been trying to get his sentence reduced by claiming that grabbing and kissing the woman shouldn't count as assault. But the judge disagreed.
Yeah, in what world?
This guy will finish his sentence as sentenced. So, nice try,
yeah,
pal.
Yeah, right. I don't know who told you that argument was going to work, but.
Yeah, that beats my first day story.
You
by
do have
far.
A good one. You do have a good one. After all that training, you finally get into your County Mountie suit
in at Bullwinkle's in Irvine, California. Unfortunately,
and you just dropped LSD.
That was the day I didn't know what it was, but that was in fact the day I took a piece of
that
paper.
That tiny piece of paper that couldn't do. What could that do?
What it did was last for 12 plus hours.
Yeah,
that's what it did.
Did you just take it right before you went to work?
No. I took
it. Showed up at work and
Listen. Here's what went down. I took it at lunch because my dumb friend Brian Yablonsky goes, look what I bought, $5 a piece. And they're little teeny stamps with record album vinyl things on them. I don't know. Anyway, that was the picture on him. And he goes, I just bought these, $5 each. And I'm like, well, you got ripped off. You bought paper. What a dummy. Why didn't we buy pot or something we could actually use? And he's like, no, you don't understand. This is, and he's telling me about it. And I'm like, gulp. I just ate it right there. Took it right
so
out of his hand.
This is on your lunch break on your first day?
No, yeah, no, this is my lunch break from school.
Oh, you're at
this
school.
This is a school day, yes.
You drop acid at lunch.
At lunch.
You make it through the rest of the day at school and go to your job. Had you already begun to peak at this point?
Yes, I had. And
winning.
Duh.
Yes, it's really? Bad. The story is all bad, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But no, I had to get my girlfriend, and my girlfriend used to... So my girlfriend knew me as someone who would smoke pot occasionally. So she always checked me, like, what's...
Yeah, you have bloodshot eyes. What you got
what's going on
here?
With you? You all right? So I'm super paranoid, and I don't know what's happening to me because I've never done this stuff. I'm freaking out, and she's going, you need to help me put my hair in a French braid. And that's when all this hair goes like this, and all the hair is just melting. And I'm like, oh, my God, I just want to die. What is happening? It was terrible. I couldn't keep my cool. It was ridiculous. And
well, at least you kept your, you took off the county Mountie or whatever it is, a Canadian Mountie outfit, but you kept most of your other clothes on and you didn't grab anyone.
No. I didn't do anything to anybody but myself. But
nobody 911'd you.
No. But I never got a paycheck or, well, that job was gone think it's easy to understand why. What's my oh my God, my time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few. I was born in Fall Riv.
Fall Riv.
My dad was in the U.S. Navy, and my family moved when I was 2 years old. I don't remember anything. Consider myself California girl. Still, I root for the Patriots, Celtics, Red Sox, and Bruins. Of course you do.
Oh, funny.
Of course you do.
Actually, the color behind you almost looks like the color of the Green Monster. If it faded a little and got a little weathered, you know, it's got that kind of scoreboard look to it.
Yeah, someone wrote that in. It looks like the Green Monster.
Oh, really? Yeah, I think it does. Maybe it was this person. Born in Fall River.
So weird. Fentanyl makes someone groggy and calms them down. Must have been some strong bleep bath salts. Yeah, I don't know anything
Isn't
about
fentanyl
bath salts.
The thing that'll didn't that what killed Prince?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fentanyl is a very strong painkiller, and it's one of the reasons people are ODing a lot in San Francisco because it's being mixed into other or being sold as other drugs. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's happening. But anyway,
yeah, I don't know. I try to stay away from that stuff. My days of experimentation with drugs are long over.
I love Dr. Dean. He led me to a vegetarian lifestyle. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, he was kind of a no-nonsense guy. He made a lot of sense. Some things. Other things he just went crazy on. I liked Dr. Dean a lot, though. For sure.
What do you mean other things he went crazy on? Like
he became like an anti-circumcision.
Oh, I'm anti-circumcision, too.
Well, you know, then
why would you
want
to cut
your
wiener?
With him. I'm not going to go into it now, but it's because you would. It's a, you know.
Doesn't everybody say they want more beef? I mean, why would you?
I think that's a choice that I didn't think he needed to be quite so militant about. He got really, like, he really went down that road.
And
got to the point where every single time I turned on the show, I was like, oh, this again. Great.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to that area, though, more is more. Like, you don't want less. You want more.
Well, more comes with more. It's just there's more. Attention to detail that has to happen down there. There's more problems that can happen. But look.
What area are we more interested in than that? Don't worry. I'll take great care of it. It's not a problem.
Okay. You know, it's not for everyone. You get to make your own decision on that. That's a...
I'm just trying to bring the beef, Sarah. That's all.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's nice of you to do that for people.
What's coming up in the trash?
Others are vegetarians and music news. Right after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.